Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of my psychology podcast. This is Dr. Jack Truong speaking, and this week we'll be talking about neuroscience. And this is approximately episode 4. And the previous podcast was probably numbered 4 as well, but it's actually number 3, since number 4 was uploaded before number 3 could upload, and number 3 never uploaded due to a technical glitch. All right, so in any case, let's just call this one number 4, the 4th podcast. Well, with biology, I think for many people, they either love it or they're very much afraid of it. So which one are you? I hope that this particular chapter overview will help you to open your eyes in terms of how our bodies affect our minds, and to get a sense of appreciation for how intricate our brain is and what it's able to do. Everything we do, from our physical actions to our thoughts and emotions, sensing pain, sensing pleasure, comes from our biology, right? And you may remember that in a previous podcast, I mentioned that to understand psychology well and to do well in a psychology course, that you should not memorize, but instead try to understand. Well, that's not always true. When you're studying biology, a lot of memorization is necessary in terms of knowing the anatomy, which are the parts, and the physiology, which refers to the action or how the parts work. All right. So in the chapter outline, the chapter summary, usually neuroscience chapters in an intro to psychology textbook, let's start with the neuron, right? And knowing what the different parts are, again, the anatomy, and how it communicates. So one thing you want to learn from this section is the difference between electrical activity in the brain versus the chemical activity in the brain. Okay, those are two very different things. Electrical activity usually occurs inside of one particular neuron, or some people say nerve cell. Don't use brain cell, because that's not entirely accurate. We have neurons throughout our body. And whereas chemical reactions, chemical communication rather, takes place in between neurons, where we're sending signals from point A to point B. Okay, so that's one thing you want to pay attention to, as well as terms like action potential and resting potential, right? So that word potential doesn't refer to what we normally think of the word potential meaning, like something is about to happen, like, oh, that movie has a lot of action potential. It doesn't mean that. Potential in this case means voltage or electrical activity, okay? And I won't go through all these definitions for now, but just to give you a preview of what you'll encounter. Now, in terms of chemical activity, you're going to learn about neurotransmitters, which is a fancy word for our neuro or brain. Again, not technically true, not just in the brain, but chemicals that flow inside our body and the brain. And you'll also learn what a synapse is, or synaptic communication. All right. And also another big part of this chapter in an intro to psychology textbook is learning about the different parts of the brain, which we'll use the word structures, right? Whereas localization of function, which means in this particular area of the brain, for example, what does it do? What is the purpose of that particular area? We have particular parts of the brain that's responsible for our vision, for our hearing, for our senses, for our logical thinking, and so forth. And also, our brain is split up into different sections, different parts, like the hindbrain, the midbrain, the forebrain, the cortex, and so forth. So two different hemispheres and four lobes, these are all parts that you would want to learn as you go through this. So one way to study this kind of chapter, and many of you who study A&P or anatomy and physiology are very good at this already, is that you want to look at the diagrams in the text, or find videos that show motion in terms of an action of what is going on to help you understand, okay? Now, in terms of the not just memorizing idea, One way is to actually to study biology. It's not just to read something and stare at an image over and over again and learn the parts, but actually try to tell a story. Try to describe a story of what happens when someone puts their finger into a toaster or receives pain when they kick their foot into the side of the couch, okay? Describe it in terms of the electrical activity, the neurons. How is it? Where is it sent through the spinal cord to the brain? What areas of the brain receives the message, and so forth, okay? So telling stories is a good way to review and understand the processes that are taking place with regards to neuroscience in the body, okay? All right, and a general word too, anyone going through psychology, getting a career in psychology, they didn't do it themselves, okay? We got help, we studied with one another, we consult the professor, consult the teaching assistants, and no, I don't have a teaching assistant. That's another complaint for another day, just kidding. But use the resources you have available to you, okay? Don't assume that it's only up to you to be able to understand all this material. It is okay to talk to people about it, to discuss, and to get another perspective, all right? So don't ever be shy about contacting me as your instructor to answer a question about the course, okay? All right, there is my brief overview of neuroscience. I think it's fairly straightforward. There's quite a bit of material in there, but I believe if you approach it bit by bit, part by part, then I think you'll do fine. Okay, till next time. Oh, by the way, you can find me on Twitter once again at Jack B. Teaching. That's my Twitter handle, as well as on audioboom.com, where Jack B. Teaching is my username there, where all of my podcasts are and will be held. Thank you.